And now, coming to you from high atop the Quicksilver Spring Casino in downtown Las Vegas, it's your hosts, Tainted Air and Wicked Dreams, bringing you Walk the Plank, the future of pirate radio.
Like it be, according to martial law, the following statutes are temporarily amended. Right to assembly, suspended. Right to habeas corpus, suspended. Right to legal counsel, suspended. Right to verdict by a jury of peers, suspended. By decree, all persons found guilty of piracy, or aiding a person convicted of piracy, or associating with a person convicted of piracy, shall be sentenced to hang by the neck until death.
Sometime, what better place than here? What better time than now?
Music revolution cannot be dismissed. 1898 Iggy Pop CD. What if I can get it from my sister for free? It's all about marketing, Clive Davis C. If fans buy the shirt, then they get the MP3. Music was a product, now it is a service. Major record labels, why are you trying to hurt us? Fix up in my face like,
don't steal our songs, Lars.
Well, Sony sells the burners that are burning CDRs.
So Warner,
EMI, hear me clearly. Universal Music, update your circuitry. They sue little kids downloading hit songs. They think that makes sense when they know that it's wrong.
Hey, Mr. Record Man, the joke's on you. Running your label. It was 1992. Hey, Mr. Record Man, your system can't compete. It's the new artist model, file transfer. Play.
Download this song. Download this song. Download this song.
I know I'm rhyming fast, but the message is clear. You don't need $1 million to launch a career. If your style is unique and you practice what you preach, minor threat and jello, but the things to teach. I've got G5 production, concept videos, touring with a laptop, rocking pack shows. The old school major deal, it makes no sense. Indentured servitude, the costs are too immense. The fingers in the dam, but the crack keeps on growing. Can't sell bottled water when it's freely flowing. Record sales slipping, down 8%. Increased download sales, you can't prevent. Satellite radio and video games, change the terrain, it will never be the same. Did you know in 10 years labels won't exist? Goodbye DVDs and compact discs.
Hey, Mr. Record Man, what's wrong with you? Still living off your catalog from 1982. Hey, Mr. Record Man, your system can't compete. It's the new artist model, file transfer.
Field. You've overcharged us for music for years, and now we're just trying to find a fair balance. I hate to say it, but welcome to the future.
Download this song. Download this song. Download this song.
Download this song. File transfer. Complete.
Yes, you're listening to Walk the Plank, and this is Taint.
And this is co-host Wicked Dreams.
Co-host, you like saying that, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Nice cushy job.
Hey, everybody, we're not going to stop the recording. I just need to answer this phone real quick. Hello. Hey, babe.
He's taking personal calls on company time.
How you doing? I didn't answer the phone, mean. Yeah, we're recording right now. Like, at this very moment. This conversation is being recorded, I must let you know. For you know, quality assurance and training purposes.
We're getting all your dirty secrets.
Yeah, I'm recording. They can't hear you, but I can hear you.
Then why are you...
I'm sorry, what was that? I'm not talking silly. I'm telling you I'm recording a podcast right now. I'm actually a good minute and 3 seconds into it. That's not a hint at anything. I got a great song for you, though. I'll let you. You can hear it later on. Well, it's a spoiler for all the listeners, but it's Jude Law in A Semester Abroad, since you like Brand New. She said she's been on such a Brand New kick lately. That's all she's been listening to, because I can't hear you, and right now I seem crazy. But, babe, let me get back to this, okay? Okay, well, I'll talk to you again in 45 minutes. I love you. Bye. Yes, that was Sue, and I do apologize, but she makes the rules. She wears the pants. I had to answer the phone.
Okay. Tate wears the skirt.
I wear the skirt. But no panties. I'm a freak.
Gotta
like
shave
that.
Your legs, dude. Gotta shave them.
No, hell no, dude. As we were all discussing in chat the other day, I'm the big, hairy, bald guy in fishnet stockings. That's how I rock it.
You like that hairy taint? You like the drag queen the morning after at the IHOP?
Yeah,
the 5 o'clock shadow and the pancake makeup.
That's exactly me with the big old short stack with two sunny side up eggs. Who am I kidding? I fucking hate my yolks runny. But no, we get it. We actually have no show today. we actually got a nice little fun little segment we're gonna start, and we're starting it right now. It's a little play on You've Got Mail, but it's like You Got Spam. We'll probably work out a nice little fun intro. Get on that, Wicked, right now.
Yeah, we'll do a jingle for that.
You got mail, yay. Yeah, yeah. But
steal from Crank Yankers. I mean, we're pirates after all.
Yeah, I don't think Adam Carolla is going to knock on my door. You owe me $5. Yeah, he would. He's like, I need gas money for my Lamborghini.
Yeah, gas is expensive in California.
It's the same price as the fucking here in Nevada. Oops, I said where I'm at, but you don't know what part of Nevada. Take a guess. It's in the desert. That's like 99.9% of Nevada. It's fucking hot. That's what part of Nevada I'm in. all right, well, in this segment, what we're going to do is we're going to read a piece of our favorite spam to you from our own personal emails. I guess I'll start this one out. You can start it next time, Wicked.
No problem. Okay. Actually, what we were talking about earlier, I found one. It's a piece of gold, too.
It is? Is it better than the one I got?
I don't know. It may be. Read yours first. I'll let you know.
You already know what I'm going to read.
But they don't.
Yeah, all right. Well, this was delivered nicely to my own personal Hotmail account. Spam filter was great and stuck it in a junk folder. And it's from the Winning Notification Center in apparently UK, telling me, and the subject title was Winning Notice from the UK National Lottery. And it does read, and I quote, verbatim, of course. I'm not going to lie to you. I still, but I'm not going to lie. right. Dear winner, this is to inform you that you have been selected for a cash prize of 1 million British pounds, held on the 18th of June of 2007 in London, UK. I'm glad it wasn't London, Massachusetts. But, okay, back to what I was saying. The selected process was carried out through a random selection in our computerized email selection system, and then apparently in parentheses it says ESS. Does that mean System Sys?
I guess so.
I don't know. From a database of over 250,000 email addresses drawn from which you were selected. The UK National Lottery is approved by the British Gaming Board. To begin the processing of your prize, you are to contact our, I'm not going to try to pronounce it, it sounds like a dog, it's FIDUCIARY, Claims Department, for more information as regards to the procedures to collect, to claim your prize. And then it has the email address, which I'll actually, for everybody's enjoyment, drop that in the show notes. And it says, please, you are advised to contact him by sending him with the underlisted information. I don't know who the fuck they're talking about him, but they say it there. They want my name, my address, nationality, age, occupation, sex, please. This is not even spelled right. It's supposed to be marital, but it's they forgot the L, status. Phone and my fax number. Sincerely, Mr. William Desmond, the zonal coordinator for the UK lottery.
Wow, sounds like you hit the big one, my friend.
1 million British pounds. Dude, that converts to like a shitload of American money. I don't want to Google the... I'll Google it. I'm like, I'll Google it.
I don't want to do that.
All right, let's see. One... How do you type million? How many zeros is a million?
A lot.
6 zeros and a 1. Okay, 1 million British pounds equals 1.98. It's basically $1,985,500 million. I just won $2 million.
Wow.
No, I just won a big old case of identity theft.
So what are you going to do with all that identity theft?
I was thinking about buying a fake car and driving this fake car right up Mr. Desmond's fake ass.
Nice.
Yeah, I hate spam. Anybody who knows me, they know I hate spam. And so this is annoying. I don't like it. I don't like getting letters saying that somebody with like $12.6 million in Nigeria wants me to help them out. Fuck them. But enough of me. What piece of gold are you bragging about over there, Wicked?
Well, I don't know if it's a lot to brag about. I feel kind of cheated, actually, because evidently your identity theft person loved you a lot more than they loved me. They really didn't give me a whole lot of details, but I'll read it to you.
Okay.
All right, it says, your personal email address is attached to winning number 2012DEC2005-02MSW with serial number 00168. Drew the lucky numbers 887-13-865-37-10-83. You have therefore been approved for a lump sum payout of $5 million I guess Great Britain pounds.
That's like a hell of a lot more money than I fucking got.
Credited to reference number MSWL/200-26937. Contact claims officer, Miss Stella Jones. I guess she got her groove back. at email address, claim is stressy2k@yahoo.co.uk. And it says, please fill... full names, nationality. Keep this confidential. Sincerely, Mr. John Griggs, chief sponsors. So if anybody out there knows Mr. John Griggs or Miss Stella Jones, tell them that I don't have any groove for them.
Miss Stella Jones, it actually says that?
It says Miss Stella Jones.
That's funny. Part 4, how Stella got her spam back.
At least she could have gave me her phone number. I could have got a little phone bone out of the deal or something, you know.
Phone bone. Wicked.
So that's my spam.
Yeah, this segment's dead. I don't know. I mean, I've done some weird shit on this show, and people are like, yeah, I want more of that. And I was thinking, why did I do that to begin with? So, yeah, but that's spam. And if you want, there's a new email address for the show. It's walktheplankradio, all one word, at gmail.com. Feel free to email us your favorite pieces of spam, and we might read your piece of spam. Maybe not, but we'll do something.
Yeah, we may feel like it. Depends on if we feel like working that day.
We might send you a prize.
More spam.
Yeah, I might download a spam program and just spam the hell out of your email.
You never know.
I do have a slightly bent paper clip that I'm willing to send to the first person who sends me a piece of spam. Or maybe I won't. I can't definitely tell you I am going to, because I don't know how much it's going to cost me to mail this out to fucking the UK if someone does that. Because I really don't want to pay like $20 to mail a paperclip to you. And I don't want you suing me either.
But that's worth a lot more than these $1 million prizes we're getting off.
Oh, yeah. These $1 million prizes, dude. You got $5 million. What the fuck is that converted? If mine was almost twice as much, dude. It's Google time. Hold on. Google.com. I really need that Google task bar. I do have it. It's over there saying Dutch fast food for some reason.
I have Google on my little home button on my Firefox. So I just click that and bam, it's done.
£5 million to U.S. dollars. And it says 5 million British pounds equals 9,927,500 U.S. dollars.
Nice.
That's a good little nest egg.
You know what I would do with that money? I would buy a small island and I'd shove it right up Miss Stella Jones's cunt.
That's kind of vulgar.
Yeah, isn't it?
Nils is going to love that. Nils is the one person sitting out there telling me, I'm not hearing enough cunt. Give me more cunt.
Well, Nils, if you contact Miss Stella Jones, since she's in the same country as you are, I'm pretty sure she's got a cunt big enough to accommodate you.
Oh, my dear God. Forgive me, Mom. Yeah. All right, well, we're going to go ahead and jam out some music. It looks like we have a little bit of, shit. Some Kill Switch Engaged. Fixation on Darkness. So,
that's some good shit.
It is some good shit.
In the darkness that engulfs this world.
listening to Walk the Plank. Welcome back. You just heard Killswitch Engage, Fixation on Darkness. We played a little Avenged Sevenfold, Burn to Your Mother, and It Dies Today, Freak Gasoline Accident. Pretty sweet songs, wouldn't you say?
Yes, I like it. I like that little block of rock. That's one of my favorite things for any kind of podcast or radio show. When a DJ comes on there in that over, like, crazy voice, and he's like, "We just got down with a great block of rock on the dot, rock 449er," and I'm like,
"We're listening to the Blue Blazer, and we just played you some good rock and roll. Get them phone calls coming in,
because I'm bored and I'm gonna shoot myself." It's kind of fun.
Fake radio voices—they trip me out.
Yeah, I was listening to a Dutch radio station the other day. And, yeah, the guy on there was a jackass. And they speak, like, we have Spanglish here. They speak, like, a Danglish, I guess.
Danglish.
Danglish.
This sounds
they
so
speak a Danish. So it might as well go ahead and call it Danish, but that wouldn't be right. But, yeah, Danglish.
Danglish. That sounds
Danglish
like
Jones.
That sounds like a Dirk Diggler.
But he was an asshole.
Well, and, if you had to wear wooden shoes all day, you'd probably be an asshole too. So.
Yeah, fucking wooden shoes and puffy shirts. And blowing those giant horns on the top of the hills. Fuck that shit.
Oh, man, it's about selling cough drops for a living, dude. Give me a break.
Selling cough drops and smoking weed all day?
Yeah.
That's not it.
That might be a sweet job. I don't know.
Yes, today, as you hear playing in the background, it's a special time. We have a little meatloaf, 2 out of 3 ain't bad. And that's because one of the actual great members of this show, by recording, which is kind of odd if you think about it, because we record this before they hear it, and Hitme records his news. So we hear it secondhand, not live. So they're actually hearing a recording of a recording of Hitman.
Boggles the mind.
And fucks with you. But, yeah. But he's not, he didn't do a news today. He did do the new intro. Which is, I always appreciate that because he has that deep kind of raspy, "I'm a madman." You can picture him with his eyes bugging out kind of look. So we were playing a little 2 out of 3 ain't bad. Gonna bring it down. Mellow it a bit.
Gay it up a little.
Gay it up a little bit. By switching right over to a little bit of the Gay Pirate song by Ray Stevens.
Dedicate this to you, Hitme.
Yes, this is all for you, sir. Enjoy. We'll be right back.
The scourge of the bounding main, the bloodthirstiest, black-heartedest pirate captain ever sailed the seven seas. What say we hoist the Jolly Roger, heel over to yonder Spanish galliard, lay a few broadsides of Ginner timbers, and swing over on these ear lanyards with our cutlasses in our teeth, and cut them to ribbons and split the booty? What say ye to that, me heart easy?
I don't like it.
You don't like it?
I don't like it, and I don't want to do it. Tacky, tacky, tacky. And don't look at me that way.
Well, if you don't like it, what do you want?
I want to sing and dance. I want to sing and dance. I want to be a pirate in the Pirates of Penzance. Wear me silver buckle slippers and me tight shiny pants. I want to sing and dance.
You want to sing and dance? Ha! Well, you don't like plundering, eh? Well, shiver me timbers, how about treasuring, huh? rubies and emeralds and pearls, gold doubloons and British sovereigns, silver chalices encrusted with diamonds and jewels, necklaces and bracelets of every shape and size, fit for the crown heads of Europe, eh? And all buried in a pirate's chest, and I just happen to know where. How about that, me bloodthirsty fuckhole?
I don't like it.
You don't like it?
I don't like it, and I don't want it.
He don't want it.
And I won't do it. I'm an artiste.
An artiste? Well, Mr. Artiste, what do you want?
I want to sing and dance. I want to sing and dance. I want to be a pirate in the Pirates of Penzance. Wear me silver buckle slippers and me tight shiny pants. I want to sing and dance.
Now listen here. This ain't no floating Gilbert and Sullivan show, you know, for some little flitting Tinkerbell. This here be a black-hearted pirate ship, and I would have you keelhauled if you weren't my own flesh and blood, you little twit. So you don't like plundering, eh?
I don't like it.
You don't want no treasuring, eh?
I don't want it.
And you probably don't want no grogging and revelling and winching and rumming either, I suppose.
Well, deep down, you want to know the truth? It's not me. I don't want it.
Well, what do you want? As if I didn't already bleeding know.
I want to sing and dance, and...
I know, and wear your tight little shiny pants. Okay, we'll all sing and dance. I said we'll all sing and dance. So you walk the plank. One, two, three.
I want to sing and dance. I want to sing and dance. I want to be...
Would. I want to sing and dance.
16 men on a dead man's chest, yo-po-po and a bottle of rum.
I don't like rum.
You don't like rum?
Well, no, actually, I might like a little Perrier, maybe, with a little lime in it.
A little Perrier with a lime in it? What's a lime?
Well, do you have any escargot?
Escargot?
What's
the
soup?
I
have a bit of salad, too.
Well, what about a
I can picture Hitney. I just picture Hitney sitting there and, like, doing that whole thing. Like, in his living room, just going, I want to sing and dance. It would just be great.
If Hitney only knew what we were fucking doing to him right now.
Yeah. He'll hear this, though, and he'll enjoy it. Damn you, Hitney. You'll fucking enjoy this. But, yeah, that was Ray Stevens, the Gay Pirate song, dedicated from actual, let me clear this up, Wicked dedicated that to Hitney.
It was all me.
He was like, I found this on Frostwire. It's great. You got to check it out. It's Gay Pirate song. It's Hitney. I was like, cool. All right. But, yeah, Hitney, you're a gay pirate.
Yeah, but we still love you.
We do. I love you. And I think Lisa loves you.
I think Lisa really loves him.
I think they're in love.
I think they just need to bang and get it over with.
I just looked at the... Dude, I had to close my Admo console. I gotta... Spam! I open up chat and it's just spooky time. Spooky time here, sitting there just like has this whole line of stuff here talking about. It's just weird.
Yeah, spooky time is kind of spooky.
Spooky's a good guy. Finds cracks in SN small application. It works. Anybody wants it? He has a crack serial number finder. I'm just going to sit here. Hi, Spook.
Yeah.
How you doing?
So what time is it? It's spooky time.
Talking about you right now, sir.
By the way, for those of you that are listening, we're in the chat room interacting with the other QSS members. That's quicksilverscreen.com.
Yes. Slash chat.
Slash live chat. Yeah. Slash
no, not,
chat.
Not live chat. Just chat. And spooky times in there. Spooky time. This goes out to you, sir. Spooky time. Let's play a little music for you. What do you think? What do you think, Wicked? We talked about spook enough?
Yeah, let's get him some music going there.
All right. We're going to play City Boys Goddamn by Vanna. I don't know what you're on tonight, though. But
thank you, Smokey.
Thank you, Smokey. All right. Well, yeah. You just what you just heard, and that was Lamb of God's Redneck. And before that was Vanna's City Boys. Goddamn, that was going out to Smokey. Yeah, Smokey must be fucking talking about me right now, dude. I wanted to say his name like 7 times.
I mean, he just busted you right up, dude.
Yeah. So, before that was going out to Spooky Time, who's still private messaging me in chat. He says, and he says, after I said goodnight, he said, like I said, it gets cracks and serial numbers. Okay, good night, my friend.
Thank you, Spooky.
Thank you, Spooky. He's a good guy. I like the kid. He never leaves right when he says he's going to either. He stays around for like 10, 15 more minutes.
But yeah.
We always enjoy the people saying back. And if you look right now, everybody has an away message in chat. Take it easy, HAG1 friend. Hag1? What does that mean?
I'm Hag1.
Dude, why couldn't I be cool like Maverick or Ice? Why'd it have to be Hag1?
Well, let's see. Maverick's a Scientologist. I don't think you want to be him. And,
no, Ice died. No, yeah, Ice didn't die. It was Goose that died.
Goose died.
Goose is not the pilot name you want.
No. Goose is something that happens to you when you're in the fucking locker room.
Yeah, getting goosed. I thought the actual definition of goosed was to grab a booby.
I don't know. I've never looked it up.
That's your goal. Start looking it up. I've Googled the last 2 times.
All right, you know what? I got it. Let me new tab here.
New tab. And of course, if he's using new tab, he's most likely using Firefox. The preferred browser of many people. I don't know. I'm not going to endorse them. I like Firefox, but unless you're going to pay me some fucking money, I'm not going to say the number one browser of, you know, walk the plank. No.
Okay.
Spooky's all hating. Straight up hated.
Okay, I have the free online dictionary by Farlex. Little shameless plug there.
Farlex!
All right, the definition of goose. Actually, let me scroll down to getting goose.
I'm about to say, you're going to get a feathered friend, my friend.
Yeah. Okay, goosed, goosing, and gooses. Slang. Number 1, to poke, prod, or pinch a person between or on the buttocks.
Okay, so it is to grab the ass and not the teat.
Or number 2, to move into action, to spur. The example is goose the governor to sign the bill tax. Or tax
I guess
bill
that's of- where I think that's where Goose got his pilot name from.
Yeah.
To engage.
There's a third one as well. It says to give a spurt of fuel. To cause it to accelerate quickly. So maybe that's why they called him Goose. Maybe he gave Maverick a little squirt of fuel there.
poor Goose and dying. In Maverick's arms, in the water.
Yeah. Well, that's what happens when you sleep.
That was
with
the gayest. That's pretty gay cinematography right there. That's Brokeback Mountain.
It goes with the gay pirates, I guess.
The gay pirates. Want to sing and dance.
That's the last thing you want is to get raided by gay pirates.
Definitely. There's been a great phenomenon. I'm sorry. But phenomena. But that I've I kinda did you know that was actually originally a theme song for an old Swedish porn?
Yes.
Before it was taken by the Muppets, which I think is kind of funny if you think that a Muppet theme music was actually like porn music once.
Well, they had a Swedish chef and he was a perv, so
yes he was, and you couldn't understand what he was saying. But I just find it humorous. I can't see anybody boinking to that music. Just dun 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 dun.
It's kind of hard to get your rhythm going with that.
Swedes, you're next on my list.
Yeah.
I'm coming for you. Especially for building the fucking Audi. And let me tell you why. I'm not going to go on a little rant. All right. I work on cars for a living. All right. Mainly I do oil changes. I'm a lube tech. Make jokes. Have fun. Okay? But when an Audi comes in, it's the most retarded designed engine ever. Yeah, it might outlast my grandkids, but that's beyond the point. You don't make it where someone has to reach through the exhaust manifold to get to an oil filter. All right? I'm tired of burning my motherfucking self. All right? So stick to making fucking chocolate and those delicious, nutritious Swiss Miss rolls.
And the fucking penis pumps. You're good at that,
and
too.
And the penis pumps and the porno music.
There you go.
Da-na,
phenomena.
Phenomena. All right. But back to what I was saying earlier. All right. Raptor Jesus.
Oh, we love Raptor Jesus.
Go to photobucket.com. Go to Google Images, Yahoo Images. I don't fucking care where you go. Google, just make sure you go to Images first. Google Raptor Jesus. He pawns the shit out of old Jesus. Old Jesus doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah,
it's all about the Raptor Jesus.
Yep, Raptor Jesus is the new JC.
All right, any Jesus that you can repent for your sins by selling him shit is cool. All right, you can be forgiven all your sins if you sell him a baby to eat. He will forgive all your sins.
He's got all the hot moves.
Look at how many fucking babies are just laying around. I mean,
that's
go to a grocery store. I mean, you can send your ass off and still be forgiven. Just grab one of those babies, go to your local Raptor Jesus, you know, the church or Raptor Jesus to the Latter-day Saints, and your Rarmans.
Yeah, your Rarmans.
and sell them a baby and get forgiven of your sins. I mean, it's not like the baby's going to have any harm. Raptor Jesus has strong jaws that will kill the baby instantly. And small children. It doesn't have to be just babies.
So it's a quick death. It's painless. It's humane.
And they go straight, you know, to heaven.
Yep. The rapture, so to speak.
Yeah. It's just great, dude. I've been looking at this shit for, like, a couple of days now. And I found documentaries.
Well, ever since you've turned me on to it, I guess you've become my Tom Cruise now. I've actually changed my faith, and I'm now a Southern Raptorist.
You're Southern. It sounds so much, when you typed it out earlier, dude, it looks so much like Southern Rapist. And I was like, you're like, I'm a Southern Rapist, and I'm like, wow.
You know
a lot
what?
About people every day.
It ain't far off, because all I got to do is get one of these welfare mothers and take a baby, and I'll be forgiven.
Yeah, and that's all you got to do. And Southern women love to have babies, and Polish women.
And don't forget about Puerto Rican women. They love having babies, too.
I can't talk about Puerto Rican women. We already had this discussion in chat, all right? Every race can talk about white people, but white people cannot talk about any other race. Al Sharpton made that perfectly fucking clear. All right.
Well, for the sake of this show, I'm not white. I don't have an Irish lineage. I'm actually I'm a border jumper for this show.
He's black. Yeah. He's a black Mexican.
I'm Blackanese.
Blackanese. Oh, my God. But Raptor Jesus, check it out. Great thing. I love him. He's my personal savior.
He's done wonders for me.
I took Raptor Jesus into my heart, and he ate it. So, and he went extinct for our sins. We didn't have to get wiped out as a human race for him. No, he got wiped out of the, what the fuck would you call that, dinosaur race? I mean, is that actually a race? It's like a species. But no, could Raptor Jesus is basically Jesus with a raptor's head, a velociraptor's head, and speaks like a gamer.
Hardcore game.
Yeah, hardcore. I'm talking about some wow.
PvP.
Yeah. he's got 6 skills. That's all that matters.
Yep.
You can check it out on... you can go to General Discussion and look for anything I've ever posted on. I think I got just about every fucking Raptor Jesus picture as my signature now. Just a nice little gif. Flashes around. The I Got Your Nose is a pretty good one. The one where he's telling Thomas that he has real supple hands and he should move them a little bit lower. That's nice. Gotta love that.
I like the one where they're sitting around the Last Supper and he says he's at his table eating all this food.
Yeah. He's like, I'm going to eat all your food, some K. Or the one where he's like, a bitch passed out. She got drunk, passed out, and Jesus is sitting there calling them noobs.
You're like, oh, snap.
Oh, snap. Noobs. Raptor Jesus, we love you.
So next time you look into the night sky and you see a shooting star, let that remind you of the meteor that wiped out Raptor Jesus and how he gave of himself so that we could be.
Yes, exactly. Because if he was still walking the earth with us, we'd be dead. If dinosaurs were still here, we would be eaten. There, I wouldn't be here. I sure as hell wouldn't be 255 pounds. I'd be a skinny motherfucker because I was running all the time. I don't want to be a skinny motherfucker. Okay, I do. That's the biggest lie in the world. Some fat ass sitting there. I don't want to be skinny. I love being fat.
Hey, you know, sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
I love having Fremunda cheese when I get out of the shower. I love sweating from my way from the shower to my bedroom.
You know, you're really fat when you sit on the couch and your legs stick out like baby's arms.
Yeah, so but that's fat.
If you're not at that point right now, I wouldn't worry about it.
I can still see my own dick, so I'm happy. That's all that matters. If you can see your feet and you can see your own cock, you're all set.
You're good to go.
All right. Well, we got the nice little bit of Daily Emo, and then we'll be all right back. It's brand news, Ju Law and a Semester Abroad.
Whatever poison's in this bottle, will it be broken, sore, and stiff? When it's the genie at the bottle, who I'm sucking at, he owes me one last wish. So here's a present to let you know I still exist. I hope the next boy that you kiss has something terrible. Take us on the lips. But I got a plan. A drink for 40 days and 40 nights. A sip for every second hand tip. Every time you bend the line, you mean so much to me. Without you, tell all the English boys you meet about the American boy back in the States. And even if we're playing
you ever said you miss me, then don't say you never lied without you. Tell all the English boys you meet about the American boy back in the States.
Take care of pay a few bills before we close out the show real quick. Just want to remind everybody, make sure you go to quicksilverscreen.com. Check it out. Look through the forums. Watch some movies. Download some movies. Upload some movies. Just bullshit and general discussion. Or as Wicked said earlier, log on to chat. It's quicksilverscreen.com/chat. Also, want to say we're going to be pretty soon, we're going to be leaving Podomatic and going to our own website. Apparently, there's enough popularity that there's a few people who want to help take care of that. I want to thank them. Thank Nils and Cheese for doing all that for us and starting up QSS Radio. And right now, there's a contest running in the forums for the new logo and banner. There's a lot of things that are out there looking great. I know you look through them, Wicked. They just fucking look amazing.
And there's mind-blowing some of the artwork in there.
Yeah, so right now we just about got it narrowed down for the logo. If you can come up with the banner, do it. I think it's 768 by 90 is what we're looking for, and it's going to be for a Walk the Plank banner. If you watch the show, listen to me, I'm fucking mentally retarded. If you listen to the show, then you know what we're about, and that's one of the criteria we're judging upon is actually if you listen to the show. So, yeah, we're looking for that. The prizes is for the person that gets the QSS Radio selection picked from a panel of distinguished drunken judges. Then you get to become a producer for one show. You get to pick the complete set list for the songs. And you also get to pick a main topic that you wish to have discussed. And maybe even a call-in. I don't know how that would work yet. Because then we'd have to pay for something. So we'll figure that one out. And the same thing goes for also for the banner winner. So get on that. I know, Wicked, you have a little bit of news that you wish to share.
Yes, finally, over on Stage 6, the original Battlestar Galactica channel is fully complete. Collaboration between myself and two others. So we have the entire series of the original Battlestar Galacticas. We have the entire original series of the Galactica 1980s. And thanks to some very gray-haired compressing on my part, we have the original Battlestar Galactica theatrical release in widescreen, superb quality. I tweaked on this for an entire day, got it down to right around 694 megs if you decide you want to download this. And the resolution is at 720 by 480, so plenty of screen space to watch there.
I know what I'll be watching tonight after I get done mixing all this shit. For y'all that don't know, Wicked and I do not do this together. He records his over in Ethiopia, and then he sends it to me, and I have to basically work in my little jokes around them. It's kind of hard to do. No, but we use a wonderful program called PowerGramo, which is a free program as long as you only need to record two people speaking. And we do it through Skype, which is also a great free program you can look into if you want to do any kind of voice chat. You can do for voice chat for a large room, or as Wicked and I do, we do it for together this way because for the fact that we are 3,000 miles apart. But I think it works out very good. And if you ever want to do something like this, I recommend the programs that we just mentioned, Skype and PowerGramo.
And they work a lot better than the Ethiopian runners I used to use.
Yes, because those motherfuckers, I don't care how fast you say they are. Dude, I don't like waiting a week.
Well, dude, the problem with them is they never seen a McDonald's before. If they pass one, they got to stop, and it holds up the process. So
yeah.
I've spoken to them until I'm blue in the face, and it doesn't do any fucking good.
No, it's not. We already justified the whole fact that you don't live in Ethiopia and you're not there. Okay. Well, that's about all the show we got for you. It's been a really good show. But we're going to have to close this out. And again, for Walk the Plank, this is Taint.
And this is Wicked Dreams.
All right. And if you don't like free shit, you can get the fuck out.